giving you a ticket for blocking the sidewalk.
Completely bogus. You have to ask someone to move before you can charge them with blocking the sidewalk. Sergeant Baker, however, is the master of bogus tickets.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, one kid got 2 tickets in a half an hour for nothing.
What were the other tickets that were given?
Oh, everything. Playing hacky sack, fucking, just having our stuff out. Like if our stuff was leaned up against something or laying down, they'd either come and ask who it was, and if nobody claimed it, they'd take it. And
when was this juggling ticket given, or blocking the sidewalk?
I guess it was last weekend, maybe middle of last week.
So we're Monday today, so like Wednesday or Thursday or Friday?
Probably Friday.
And about what time of day?
Like 3:34.
And
maybe later.
What was the reaction of the crowd to Baker's ticket?
Oh, there was like 70 people standing around watching, just saying, "What the fuck is he doing? He can't do that." And he's just, he was tripping out.
Did he give another ticket later or earlier?
I'm sure he gave quite a few after that. I can't really remember that good.
Sergeant Baker gave 4 tickets out in like 45 minutes.
And what were those tickets for?
Hacking, juggling, sitting down on the rail and sitting down by the wall under a cover.
You were a witness to this?
Yeah.
And do you wish to identify yourself for the purposes of free radio?
No, not really.
What time of day did this happen?
Right around the time you said.
Remember what day?
About a week ago.
And if you were a police officer and you had seen this scene happen, would you have felt there was any justification for giving out tickets?
No.
Any comments for free radio?
No more. I just think they should lighten up against all the kids around town.
Were these tickets all by Baker, or were they by other officers too?
I say about 75% of them are from Sergeant Baker.
We are the public, and that city is ours, too. You can't just run us out of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Linda, you said there have been 4 stories about Sergeant Baker you heard about in the last couple hours.
Yeah, I'm getting to where I'm not sure I can remember one from the other, because almost everywhere we've been since leaving the Happy John Dine Memorial, his name has come up in the people we've met.
What have you heard?
Yeah, who would you give it to?
The kids down there where the guy was coming to town for a rave, and the girl that was underage has been bullied. He mentioned Baker. That's one of the few cops' names he could remember. I forget what the incident was. And then 2 guys in line here. What was the other one? Oh, there were 2 guys that are campers that were on the street.
Corner of Soquel in
front. Yeah, and Milo has freezing cold hands. And they were talking about campers. They kept all their language generic. They were a little younger than me, I'd say, but they might be ex-vets. One of them was an Indian or Hawaiian person. He talked about Warren Baker. They were talking about there not being safe places for them to unroll their bedroll at night. They didn't say where, or wasn't safe. I don't think they wanted to say where they
How did Baker come into this?
I don't know. I didn't talk long enough. They were just saying that they met some cops that consistently mean. And I said, like who? And they mentioned 2 names. I forgot the other because I'd never heard of it before. And Butchie Baker. I didn't get the feeling those guys spend a lot of time on the mall, and all the other stuff we've heard tonight are people in the downtown mall, and it seems like young people.
Thank you, Linda. That's Linda LeMaster.